myself. Drawing quite close to the top of the shelf. I struggled with destiny up on the ledge. And gasped when defeated, he slipped off the edge. And silence contagious in moments like these. Consume me and strengthen my will to appease. The passion that sparked me one terrible night. You shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite. 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 You shocked and persuaded my soul.
se me está consiguiendo el teléfono. One of the 50 years old.
mountain and wiped away the beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him in fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around the knotty root and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder, and he dragged his weary shit ass up the mountain, and he climbed so slowly, he climbed so slowly ahead. The crack of thunder and the rocks began to crumble overhead and tumble down the mountains to the dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs and ridges of the lid. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain shakes before his eyes. And he stood amidst the sand, dust, and rocks, and stones cascading down the mountain. And a thousand birds were headed for the sky. Whoa, the sacred creed. Till tomorrow, the sacred creed will be yours to devour, yours to seize and to obey.
to happen. I can feel it. Everybody is starting to split into two people. That's right. Right now, some of you might not even know it, but every one of you is starting to split into two different entities. It's basically like a soul is coming out of your body. You might not even know it, but suddenly there's two people looking at each other for every one of you. And as soon as it comes out of your body, one of them is starting to shrink. I can see it. I don't know if you can all see it, but right now, that separate soul from your body is all coming out, and this whole entire crowd is starting to shrink, leaving the empty shells of your body behind as the whole rest of them start to leave, and your souls are getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and everybody starts coming down the back stairs, the souls there, and they're all coming together and getting ready in the back to go for a little walk. And I can see it right over there now, a tiny pack of tiny little souls walking down the aisleway. And these empty shells of people that are still here in the room don't even realize this is going on, but the whole crowd is now this tiny little group about 1 inch tall. And they're walking up the aisle, pushing away beer cans and trying not to get stepped on by these huge, enormous feet that are all around them. And they're making a cross and wading through puddles of sweat and spit. Suddenly they get up and they're coming up and they come across this huge velvet curtain down in the front, and they crawl under, going into the orchestra pit. Finally they're up against the stage, and everybody, we're all up against the stage now, and somehow we've got to get up the stage, and we start throwing huge ropes up the stage. Tiny little soul people, tiny little soul people crawling up the edge of the stage, one by one, helping each other up, pulling the ones who can't make it up onto the stage. And there they are, boom. And then coming up are the tiny little soul people, leaving the empty shells of bodies behind, and they're crawling up the metal leg of the drum riser, and up onto the drum riser, wading through the carpet, going through the drum riser. And one by one, everybody starts shimmying up the cymbal stand till the whole group is standing on top of this one cymbal right over there, and they look down and they see it below them, the target that they've all got to jump for, this huge knotted ugly mess of hair that they're going to dive into. And they're standing there, and one by one they dive off into the cymbal. Boom! They're in Fish's hair. They're climbing through Fish's hair. Oh my God. It hasn't been washed in weeks. They're sticking to the roots. Oh my God. He's trying to shake them off. He's scratching his head. And he's trying to get them off, and they're climbing through. The head is rocking back and forth. And, oh, oh. Quickly, they're taking refuge down beneath his earlobe. One by one, they hang over on his earlobe. One by one, we all start to go into Fish's ear. We're climbing into Fish's ear right now. Oh my God, it's dark in here. Oh, the smell is incredible. Trying, pickaxing through the huge clumps of wax and chopping through the hair and getting closer to Fish's brain. We're all getting closer to Fish's brain. Oh my God. Brain in the distance, but there's a black void, and we're so excited to be part of Fish's brain that we run out into the void, and oh! We're dropping through the void. We're dropping through the void of Fish's head, and suddenly, the parachutes come out. The whole crowd, we're floating down in the blackness. And we look down below us and we see Game Ahead, the show. The green field stretching off in the distance. with a tiny rumpus beside it, the forest going off in the other distance, and the huge mountain rising up above, floating down with our parachutes. And we look over at the mountain, a tiny speck we see on the mountain, and it's Colonel Corbin. He's climbing up the mountain. Colonel Corbin's climbing up the mountain, but he's trying to find the great knowledge of Wikileaks. He's trying to get the helping friendly book. He's trying to get Wikileaks the helping friendly book. He's trying to get Wikileaks the helping friendly book. He wants to get Wikileaks and the helping friendly book. He's got to get Wikileaks and the helping friendly book. He wants to get Wikileaks and the helping friendly book. He's got to get Wikileaks and the helping friendly book. Such a shake and the rocks start to fall and everything's telling him. The mountain's turning ridiculous and the helping friendly book. And the mountain's turning ridiculous and he's trying to hang on, but the rocks are hitting with his head and they're knocking on the head. And over in the distance he sees the famous mockingbird flying out of the sky, tripping down low, circling all around, coming down low. Lands on Nicholas's shoulder. Nicholas whispers to Sarah's mockingbird, whispers to the famous mockingbird, go steal the helping friendly book from Wilson's castle so that all of our lizard people can be free and live in peace and tranquility with nature for the rest of the life. And so the famous mockingbird takes off into the sky. Inside a fish's head. Thank you. mockingbird. Thank you. throughout the night, when there's no direct light, and the thin veil of cloud keeps the stars out of sight. I can smell the colors outside on my lawn. Moist, green, organic, that my feet tread upon. And the black oleander surrounded by blue. Gets overwhelmed by old factory hues. Take it away, Long Boy. Thank you.
Thank you.
the wizard's soul. Bang it, tang it, sell it to the wizard's soul. Bang it, tang it, sell it to the wizard's soul. Bang it, tang it. Bang it, tag it, sell to the wizard store. Bang it, tag it, sell to the wizard store. Bang it, tag it, sell to the wizard store. Bang it, tag it. Thank you.
the snowbank.
There's a mouth
that an old man knows good. Look who raises the shoe all over his mouth. Rattle over the world and another rewind. How far he traveled. Oh, I heard he walked miles from the little mound. Can he find some shelter? He doesn't know it to be home, but the cold frost can't do. At the last, till he realized he circled back around. Round the back, circle round the back. Realize it's time, 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 time for the last three times.
Thank you.
that as much as we did.
Thank you. Hey, thanks to the guys that gave us these hats here.
Yeah, someone gave us these fucking hats. We're wearing them.
New Jersey.
Thank you.
steal my poor heart again. You won't steal my poor heart again. You won't steal my tape recorder. I'll call the Lord and put you in the bed. You won't steal that thing again.
I didn't even know your name.
What was your game?
That stealing thing is sure about you to blame. I don't know if you stole my drunk kind of saying you're to blame. I'll
never be the same. You won't steal my poor heart again. You won't steal my poor heart again. You won't steal my tape recorder. I'll call the Lord and put you in the bed. You won't steal that thing again.
Ain't no truth in action. Let's you believe in me. anyway. I was riding down the road one day.
Someone hit a possum.
Riding down the road one day. Someone hit a possum.
Possum, you're in the road.
down the road one day. Someone is gonna buy some. Riding down the road on day eight, someone hit a possum. The road was his end, his end was that road today. Whoa, possum.
You'll arrive.
And we're glad, 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 glad. And we're glad, glad, glad that you're on.
That's a full light of my frown. My double wants to pull me down. He's on the ice and glass. He's plunging and joining. He's my eyes. Surprise. That's a full light of my frown. My double wants to pull me down. Of the Baltic Sea, the teeth of time have sold the rhyme of how things should be. My cane, my house, my turning wheel, my little docking pup, the march of Colonel Forbin and his fleet hound called McGruff. Has collected in my sink. I tie my nose with spinning soles before I get a drink. We lie on frozen warthogs with its poison in our minds, while the ferns that spot our children are encased in orange rind. Times and seasons are the reasons people and their clans have stole the famous mockingbird with glue and rubber bands. They arrive and cry in agony as Rutherford the Brave shows Teela and the Union Monster managing to stay. The spotted scrubbers multi-use and thereby she is grave. I'd like to get his autograph, but he looks too much like Dave. He looks too much like Dave. He looks too much like Dave. He looks too much. 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 Thank you.
close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the time it finds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I know proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Just can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the time it finds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Thank you.
I swing the baskets off this overburdened horse. Sink my toes into the ground and set a different course. Cause if I were here and you were there, I'd meet you in between. And not until my dying day confess what I have seen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to sacrifice something that I really love right now.
Thank you. thank you. It's Jimi Hendrix's birthday, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you.
Director, a serving reflector, a bug rat detector, a ribbon reflector.
you all for coming. Thank happy birthday, Jimi Hendrix. Thanks for being the greatest electric guitar player ever to live on the face of the earth. And we'll see you guys tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
For the day, but very unsteady for the first go round.